Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I'm going to read some pop culture headlines, and Brian and Jamie will have to decide whether they want to hear more about the story or if they want to swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, Parker gets to be the tiebreaker. Moving on. Colbert returns to Late Night.
I didn't actually go into this story purposely. I have friends who live in the area, so I know about it, so stay.
I didn't read the stories either or watch any of the clips.
So did anybody else watch Stephen Colbert's final episode for The Late Show?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I thought it was so good. I thought it was great. So
fantastic.
Well done. So as Colbert said goodbye to the Ed Sullivan Theater last week with Paul McCartney, which was awesome to have a Beatle shut it down with him.
And that picture he gave Stephen Colbert
of the
Beatles on Ed Sullivan, it was great.
It was amazing.
If you haven't checked out his final episode, I urge you to do so. But also, if you're a Colbert fan, there's another episode you can check out over on his YouTube page. So just 23 hours after doing his final show at the Ed Sullivan Theater, he went over to Monroe, Michigan yet again and did the public access show only in Monroe, which he teased, and he had a joke about it on his final episode.
He did.
And the punchline was he actually followed through, and he did it.
Yeah.
Some special guests included Dumb and Dumber star Jeff Daniels and Jack White. Both are Michigan natives. There was a little bit of controversy because CBS was handing out cease and desists like candy for anybody that was publishing clips of the show on YouTube. They've stopped doing it since and said they were doing it to protect Stephen Colbert
and his
YouTube channel.
You shut it down. Go on. Let him go on with his life. You did everything that you needed to do. My gosh.
You got him.
Now, fun fact about Monroe, Michigan. I drove through Monroe every single day for 5 years when I worked at iHeartRadio in Toledo, down 75.
All right.
There's a nuclear power plant. That's about it.
I was going to say, I was waiting for the fun part of that fact, Frank.
No, there was.
All right.
We got it for you.
Okay, thank you.
City shuts down playoff watch parties.
I'll stay.
Yeah, why? Who? Where? So many questions.
The New York Knicks are celebrating a sweep of the Cleveland Cavaliers in the conference finals in the NBA, but fans couldn't celebrate outside of Madison Square Garden. Here's the deal. NYPD said 6 people were arrested after the last Knicks home game, which was on Thursday.
Yikes.
Brawls broke out and fans leaped over police barriers and threw glass.
Oh, geez.
And it was an estimated crowd of 6,000 people celebrating the win outside of Madison Square Garden. All watch parties have been canceled for the NBA Finals for the New York Knicks in order to protect the public and the venue from further destruction.
I mean,
this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
New York certainly can't have nice things.
New York can never have nice things.
And here's the thing. There's beef right now between hardcore Knicks fans who are out there celebrating because they're pointing the finger at influencers that are hopping on the bandwagon and causing destruction for clicks for their own channel, which is very New York. It's very Hollywood.
Yeah. Of course.
It would happen on either
coast. They didn't win the final yet. They still have to win the conference.
Well, this happened. This wasn't even to clinch the conference finals.
Right.
This
Thursday was just they just clinched it last night.
They just won a
game. New York sports.
I was going to say it's New York sports.
Minute.
And when you're two when your football teams are the Giants and the Jets, you latch on to whatever else is good happening in the world. I mean, let's be realistic. So
look, man, the Giants got two Super Bowl wins off the evil empire of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Those fans are fine. If you're a Jets fan and a Knicks fan.
That was a long time ago, though, now.
You know what? Maybe you deserve to cause just a little bit of destruction.
Wait till you win it all.
Right.
Then do like Chicago did. Flip cars, set them on fire. Let's go crazy.
Do
we have time for one more?
We do, as soon as it lets me sign back in.
Oh,
it just hit me with a two-factor authentication, too, which it never does.
Oh, God. Can we just pack up? Can we just stop for the day? Call it a day?
Real quick, all right, I've had this story on here for a while now. This happened last week, but I do want to talk about it. See if you guys... Bruce Springsteen clip goes viral.
Stay.
A video has been making the rounds since last week in which Bruce Springsteen was walking through the crowd of one of his concerts singing 10th Avenue Freeze Out and walked right past former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who had his hand out for a high five. And Bruce Springsteen looked at him and kept on walking.
Keep on walking. However, do you have the rest of the story?
Go ahead. What is the rest of the story?
No, you do it. It's your show.
That's all I got. Go ahead.
Springsteen came out later and issued a statement saying he did not see Chris Christie, which I find highly doubtful. Chris Christie is easy
to
spot.
You don't miss Chris Christie.
No.
As a fellow big man, I'm allowed to say,
You
don't miss Chris Christie.
Chris Christie is a large human. But Springsteen said he would never diss Chris Christie. He is a longtime fan and the former governor of New Jersey, and he would never diss him. But it appears.
Sure, Jan.
Woody.
That's Swiper's stay.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank.